Hello and welcome to Wham Bam Tram, and today we're talking clean air with the CEO of Clean Air Network, Patrick Fong. Is now the moment of opportunity for environmentally sustainable transport? First, we're with Martin Turner, chairman of the Hong Kong Cycling Alliance, for a quick look at the news.
Here's a story that had me pining for the fields. Norway has been installing a charging network, not just for cars, but for boats. Really forward thinking. The power company, BKK, said even if it takes time before it becomes a mass market, the transition is around the corner, and it means we'll be needing electric boat charging all along the coast. Electric ferries are really quite a big thing out there. They've got years of data, they've been using them for a while, and they cut emissions by 95% and costs by 80%.
That's great to see, and it's remarkable to me that our Star Ferry, which is so iconic in many ways, but is it a reason not to change simply because it's iconic? It's still using diesel engines. They are trialling the diesel electric version now, one ferry under the New Energy Transport Fund. But really, I've been on it. It's still basically diesel powered. It's very noisy and very polluting.
Well, maybe our transport officials should be getting themselves over to Norway and seeing what's going on there. Let's make it work here.
Okay, I'm here with Patrick Fong, who's CEO of Clean Air Network and a great friend of Transit Jam and a great campaigner and activist for clean air in Hong Kong. So welcome, Patrick.
Great to see you again, James.
We have a lot to talk about. We can start with the air quality and with the Clean Air Plan, which we have just discovered that will be a new Clean Air Plan in Hong Kong.
Yeah, in the roadmap for popularization of electric vehicle launched by the government, the first time we see a concrete timeline of that new clean air plan. It says a new clean air plan for 2035. I think it is going to be a big thing because the last clean air plan was launched in 2013 and it was not sufficient to clean up the air. So that's why we need the new clean air plan to do the job.
And then, of course, there were the air quality review 2 years ago now, was it?
Well, this is a pity because the AQO review was formally completed by the end of 2018. Mm. However, after 2 years, we have not used the new AQO. And then when Macau has just updated its own AQO, it was a shame for Hong Kong not to in par with Macau.
Yeah, because Macau was a lot quicker off the bat.
Well, yeah, but yeah. I don't know since when we are comparing with Macau. Yeah. No offense, but as we are talking about global first-tier cities, yeah. I think there's so much to do on this perspective.
Yeah. Let's talk about transport now. I'm from the UK, and looking at London, it makes me sad sometimes at how aggressive and how fast and how effective London is in terms of transport compared to Hong Kong, where, as you say, it just takes 2 years to even get the agreed air quality objectives into law. Are there things that other cities are doing that you think we should be doing in Hong Kong?
I think the mentality of looking at transport or the street is entirely different between Hong Kong and other cities. Under the Transport for London, they were launching the Healthy City Framework, which essentially used 10 indicators to measure how healthy a street should be. But in Hong Kong, we were just talking about efficiency, and we do see a lot of new initiative across Europe and maybe the States as well. Whereas in Hong Kong, there were few discussion about how to make a better city, how to achieve better or well-being post-COVID. So these are the things that I do see a gap for Hong Kongers to achieve.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very noticeable gap. If you look at the C40 calling for Build Back Better in its cities, and yet Hong Kong, really, we haven't had that conversation. I mean, is it a problem with government, or are we activists not being loud enough?
I think both. The environment, the Secretary for Environment of the government has actually been to the C40's discussion. Hong Kong's was described as a showcase for doing green recovery. But on the other hand, when we were in Hong Kong, we do not feel there are a lot of new initiative going on green recovery. That's why there were activists like we went to go to protest and talk about we want to have more green recovery initiative, more resources, more budget to boost green living in the last policy address.
That's right. That's the last time I saw you, in fact. We did the protest outside. I'd forgotten about that.
Right.
We and want a green recovery, yeah.
They were saying that the government was already doing those things. And it remains questionable how these green living or the budget on green issues were experienced by layman people like us.
Yeah. I mean, even yesterday I saw a tweet from the European Commission saying what wonderful things Hong Kong was doing, and it actually called Lantau Tomorrow a green project. So there is this misunderstanding of what perhaps is green in Hong Kong.
Well, there is a constant battle in terms of outbound messaging, is a public relations issue, on how the project proponents shape a certain project, and then on the other hand, how the affected people or the victims may think otherwise. And in terms of that Lantau project, I think in overall, Hong Kong people did show a certain extent of anger or disbelief in solving this problem by using a mega project like that. So I think there are some more work to be done in terms of communication between the both.
Another green solution well touted by the government is EVs, which it uses as really a saviour of the transport system. And of course, there's good and bad with EVs. What's Clean Air Network's position on that?
Well, of course, we need to look at the commercial vehicle as well as the public transport. There were a lot of discussion on electrifying private vehicle. That is good. However, when we look in air quality and public health perspective, the commercial vehicle, those are the goods vehicle, as well as the buses, taxi and minibuses, account for over 90% of the roadside emission. So on that perspective, why don't we spend more time and resources to look at how to strategize and accelerate the transformation of the commercial vehicle and public transport towards electric? And on the second level, is electric the only solution? Why not we are also thinking about hydrogen or other technology mode as well? And then on the next level is how clean our energy or electricity generation is. We don't know what's the energy policy of Hong Kong now. And basically, there are too many question marks out there. So I think as the government has launched the EV roadmap and the government has not done anything on the commercial vehicle and public transport, they say they will review it and update the EV roadmap in 5 years' time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2025.
That is too long.
Yeah.
That is too long in our perspective. I think in 5 years' time, we should achieve a lot so that version of EV roadmap wouldn't be too generic.
Okay, so you think we need some real concrete ideas ahead, ready for 2025?
Indeed, we need a infrastructure development goals, basically to talk about the density of electric charger within the whole Hong Kong territory for commercial vehicle and public transport is number one. Number two, what is the financial policy that government would suggest to narrow the gap between conventional vehicle and the new energy vehicle?
Yeah.
And then thirdly, what are the possible operation model? When we look at electric ferries, the government is trying to experiment a way of a new operation model that the government owns the vehicle itself, but outsource the operation to the operator. Would it be possible for franchise bus service in Hong Kong? So these are the things that we should really get up to speed, or else we will see another less specific roadmap in the next review.
Yeah.
When we thought about like 10 years ago, we have the pilot green transport fund.
Yeah.
It says they were going to fund some of the trials until it worked. But after 10 years, when we look back, it didn't work. So we have to look at why. The question for us is whether the funding is good enough to achieve the impact we want.
Yeah.
Maybe it doesn't.
Yeah.
Maybe we need a stronger steering committee on the promotion of electric vehicle, which has been arguably idling since its establishment.
When did it meet last, the steering committee?
We don't know. The government says that there were meetings held. However, when asked by the legislator what were the minutes, what were the agenda, what was the progress, they were not published, simply not published.
Yeah.
I think at a financial secretary level, he could do more to coordinate these things.
Yeah, because this is one of the problems, is the silo mentality of the government that we talk about all the time.
When we heard stories when one operator want to secure just a charging station in operation, they need to go to, say, EMSD, they need to look at the energy issue, they need to secure the land, whether the cables works. And then there are multiple, there are silos.
You sat on the Air Quality Objectives Review Committee yourself, is that correct?
Yes, yes.
So, I mean, what was your experience of being within one of these government committees and trying to bring change about?
Well, I was appointed in the 2016 to 2018 AQO Review Working Group. I think the experience is that there seems to be still some knowledge gap between different government bureaus and departments. When they look at one, for example, proposed measures recommended by some expert, those measures were demonstrated very successful elsewhere. The question would be why Hong Kong couldn't implement these measures. And then a question like that, I think from the NGO have thrown this question like many times previously. However, when this question was put under government consideration, they would look typically at all kinds of analysis, so cost-benefit analysis. And then the definition of the benefit would vary a lot. So from the environmental department, they would talk about air quality. But from transport, they would talk about efficiency, say whether there are injuries due to accidents, whether the traffic speed would be accelerated. And then when it comes to health department, we want them to talk about the health outcomes due to reduced air pollution. But on that sense, there are sometimes a data gap. So there are multi-layer problem out there, not only how they see the problem, but also the availability of the data and the information that make their judgment well-informed.
In terms of transport going forward, I mean, you talk about electric ferries, that's great. We're seeing in Europe now so many logistics solutions such as e-cargo bikes and cargo bikes. Has that ever come up in your discussions with government or stakeholders?
Well, we did mention potential of using more individualized mobility more, say, a scooter, electric scooter, for example. And of course, bike could be another one.
Yeah.
The discussion was always bottleneck when we talk about legislation.
Yeah.
So the government always try to define these things.
Yeah.
But in reality, in real life of people, we just use it.
Yeah, right.
Well, in short, in Hong Kong, I think as a compact city, there are a lot of potential in doing that.
Yeah.
We do not need a four wheels to get from A to B.
Do you think with the political changes in Hong Kong that, obviously LegCo is going to completely change its character? Do you think that could be good for actually speeding things up? Or do you think we'll just environment and clean air and transport will be very low on the agenda?
I would say the environmental agenda is a lot higher. Since the CE has pledged to achieve carbon neutrality by 2050, followed by the national pledge to achieve that by 2060, that provides some influence on the private sector. So a lot of discussion on green finance, ESG, etc. Being green is actually a new revolution for Hong Kong. It's like when we have to shift to computers, right?
Yeah.
In every government department and then commercial organization company, they will have an IT officer, right? So I think in the future, like in near term, we will see a lot of environmental or low carbon officer in each of these departments. When we looked at what happened since the launch of the last Clean Air Plan, some of the more debatable or more costly policy were proceeded. That came as a surprise because before the Clean Air Plan was launched, like 10 to 15 years ago, there was always a disconnection between what the government thing was right, what the academic thing was right, and how the LegCo and district council react. there is a disconnection in terms of these political institutions. For the last few years, I feel the tension was less in terms of environmental issues. When we look in the positive side, always a change would come, a cons and pros. And there is opportunity. I could only say that.
Yeah, well, that's great to hear some optimism about that. So that's all we have time for, Patrick. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, James.
And next week, the topic we love to hate, parking. We'll be talking to the founder of startup Parking B&B, who reveals 50% of parking spaces in the city are actually laying empty, he says, with some innovative ways to solve the problem. But now it's time for our critically acclaimed drama. What are CSP Vader and Lady Lim up to this week in Alphard Wars? This story is purely fictional. Certain long-standing institutions, agencies and public offices are mentioned, but the characters involved are wholly imaginary. Any similarity with any characters living or dead is purely a coincidence.
What did you do to my friend?
What are you talking about now, daft old woman?
Number one, kidnapped. I saw it.
Number one, kidnapped? Intriguing. We must be getting close to the truth. What happened?
On the operation, I was shooting at Alphards, and then suddenly these men got out of the same van, bundled him up, and stole him away.
Shooting? At luxury cars? Are you insane? You cost me my badge. And how are we going to get back into our bodies without number one? He's the only particle physicist who knows about baryons.
I told you that's not happening. Forget these baryons for a moment. He is my friend. We gotta help him.
Well, did you get a license plate?
M.
M?
M.
Okay. You can't run it through the police system. It's too risky. I'll go to the transport department and find out who owns it.
We gotta help number one. I would have starved to death years ago without him.
Yes, I know. Your whole cardboard business model is atrocious. Number one's actually paying you well below market rate for cardboard.
Aye, who cares, la? You think I had time to sit behind a desk and figure out a marketing plan?
I'm just saying. Maybe you could have all formed a collective or something. Sold in bulk.
Ah, you so typical. I suppose you want to be Hong Kong's first female recycling thief now.
Excuse me for having an idea.
Aiyah, just help number one, okay? If you can get him out, maybe I'll think about helping you a bit. No point being young and fit if I can't live with myself.
Next.
Hello. I am seeking information on a van. I have the license plate, M.
Well, I can do it for you here, online, madam, if you give me your phone.
Okay, that sounds perfect.
Just to be clear, you're only using this information for your own interest, hobby, or private transport-based fetishes, and this information is not allowed to leave your head.
Yes, I know all about that. Can we move it along, please?
First question. We value your privacy. Do you want to accept tracking cookies?
No, I don't want to be tracked.
Okay, but the website won't work if you reject them all. Which ones do you want to keep?
Well, read them out to me.
First one, madam. AAA1AA Wuhan Technology 1.
Hard no.
Okay, next. AA12AA Wuhan...
How many of these are there?
925, madam.
Well, just reject them all.
Can't do that, madam.
Well, just accept them all, then.
Very well, madam. Okay, you are now completely tracked. Just fill out your name details so we can alert the owner you've been searching their car. I hope they're not dangerous.
Ugh, just do it, la. I'm not afraid.
Here you go, madam. Remember not to use it for anything.
Lim, I've got it. It's a company. FFS Enterprises. Where can we meet?
We've got them, sir. The old lady just ran a license plate check.
Has she used the information?
She just called Veda and told her the address of the owner.
Brilliant. Immediate arrest, Frank. Great work.
Do you know why you're here?
What are you doing, Frank?
Don't call me Frank. I'm Inspector Lee. Tell us what you know about CSP Vader.
Vader will be Hong Kong's first female police chief. That's what I hear.
Lady, you're irritating me. Answer the questions. You're in big trouble running a license plate. This is information nobody is allowed to see. Why did you run it? Why did you meet with Vader?
You know, Inspector Lee, I once had a very loyal friend just like you. He said he'd do anything to help me. And then he turned out to be nothing but a slimy snake.
Who's number one?
Number one? He's nothing. Just my recycling guy. A good man. You don't want to touch him.
Come on, Lim. Give it up. We know he's a spy stealing our nuclear secrets. We know Veda's working with him. Just tell us the truth and we'll let you go. Otherwise, you're looking at 2 years without bail before we even set a trial date.
Okay, I tell you something. You're looking in the wrong place. Vader's clean. Number one is nothing. It's Vader's husband. He's a dirty, dirty rat. Working with Extinction Rebellion in London right now, inciting foreign forces to come transform our streets into some kind of sick, livable paradise. You should arrest him the moment he steps back into Hong Kong.
Interesting. These foreign forces, are they separatists?
Oh, they are the biggest separatists around. They want the whole Earth to move to a new planet.
Okay, old lady, you've earned your freedom. We'll release you on bail, $100,000.
$100,000? Are you joking? That's more than I earned in 10 years.
Tell it to the judge, lady. It's out of my hands now. Guards!
Oh, by the way, Frank, CSPU's daughter's up for promotion soon, too. You think he's going to make you deputy? Well, you've backed the wrong horse, my friend.
How on earth do you know so much about police matters, lady?
I read Offbeat. It's very good recycling material.